brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, land of the free, home of the brave, the most surveilled country on earth. It's totally illegal. The government just does it. The private Federal Reserve that runs the country gives trillions of dollars to offshore banks, private corporations, our news media, secretly. It's not media. It's a government whorehouse. And yeah, there's hundreds of cable channels. Sometimes something can slip through, but if people actually start paying attention to it, they go, hey, we can't let this be a trend. Shut it down. So, folks, tonight, you better watch it, you better enjoy it, you better record it on the uranium and lithium in your water and how they're poisoning you. And I have no doubt, because it's documented, it may not even make it tonight. Or if it does air once, they'll shut that down too. That's too much truth. You can't give that to people. Update from Alex Jones and former Governor Jesse Ventura on secretive police state cancellation. It's confirmed. Government pressure, shut it down. Government threats. I mean, Ventura was involved. I trust him. I know he's a real guy who believes in what he says. I don't even agree with everything he believes in, but I know he's for real. He's somebody who's a good guy. And so I went and did the trouble of consulting and helping him and giving him footage and traveling around the country. I've ignored all the other TV shows because I learned over the years that they send the Wall Street Journal down here for 2 days, interview me. It was just an intelligence gathering operation. They didn't write an article, a featured cover. You know, they spend weeks off and on over the years interviewing me for a big television show, highest budget in Discovery Channel history. They just can the whole thing after it's done because it makes us look too good. Oh, they air that History Channel piece, though, demonizing 9/11 truth, every few weeks. I was speaking to a full amphitheater of about 400 people. They waited till the hour lunch break came up. They shot video of no one in the bleachers but three people and cut back to me to imply no one was there to hear me speak. They blew up the video. They morphed and deformed my face. Oh, that airs all the time. Can you imagine being one of those mercenaries? But again, that was an NBC mercenary with a company, a subsidiary of NBC, that produced that 9/11 hit piece for History Channel. We've analyzed this, and NBC and CBS were the big ones on government payroll. Did you know that the CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan? I'm going back to Ted after the break. I'm going to finish this right now. I remember reading it in plain view over a decade ago that NBC, CBS, and ABC and one other network got almost all their news feeds and news gathering from CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan. And then I learned how my local news, most of it, was news packages, not just on the local CBS, but news packages with the video and the text that the local reporter reads. It's all written in New York. That's why when I saw that piece now 5 years ago where they said mercury is good for your child's brain, it is now nutritious. Government study shows. Remember, I played that a lot. If you're a new listener and laughing, just search the term, government says mercury good for your child. It'll come up on YouTube. And I searched it that day and saw hundreds of local TV stations, ABC, CBS, NBC, all with the exact same words. You ever wonder why ABC, NBC, CBS on the nightly news have the same topic in the same order, even with the same video and the same sponsors? Because it's all staged. They just give you three flavors. And Fox figured that out 15 years ago and made Fox TV. But they just give you a false alternative. And they have more viewers than all those other networks combined because folks think, oh, that's the alternative. And so media figures out, hey, the truth sells. So they say, hey, we'll give Jesse Ventura a show. Then people actually start watching it, and the big boys notice and go, no, sir. And I will tell you, the show even being re-up, even though it's a big hit, probably not going to happen. So that's the America you live in. Land of the cowards, home of the slaves. We'll be right back.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a 6-month bulk supply in 10 cans, and the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, coming up in about 25 minutes, we've got Lloyd Chapman ahead of Bob Chapman coming on, no relation. And, of course, Mr. Lloyd Chapman heads up one of the major business organizations in this country. He heads up the American Small Business League. It turns out, and this is MSNBC is reporting it, so the government, and CNBC, the government news channel, CNBC, wants you to know Obama administration wants secret blacklist for Pentagon contractors, according to the American Small Business League. And so now, there's not just no bid contracts. If you don't give the Democrats or whoever is in power enough campaign contributions, bribes, you don't even get to put in a bid for toilet seats at the Pentagon or for bottled water for the troops or for a new roof on the barracks. No, only the insiders. And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, he keeps doing this every week, of companies have been given waivers. I know I keep repeating this. I just can't get over it. To not have to get insurance for their employees. And so their competition isn't going to be able to compete against that, and we'll go out of business. You think we've lost industry because we can't compete against China and their slave wages? And the fact that we don't have all the regulations? Or that they don't have all the regulations that we do? I mean, this is all about vertical integration. Special rules for the general public that enslave us, and the establishment, there's no rules on them. Now, shifting gears into the economy, this is such a big deal, and I want to get Ted Anderson's view on this. Financial Times of London today. China's gold imports surge fivefold. Gold imports into China have soared this year, turning the country, already the largest bullion miner, into a major overseas buyer for the first time in recent memory. The surge, which comes as Chinese investors look for insurance against rising inflation and currency appreciation, puts Beijing on track to overtake India as the world's largest consumer of gold and a significant force in global gold prices. Now, remember, we've always talked about 1% a few years ago, now 2% of Westerners, Europeans and people in the U.S., have been buying gold. It's around 10% of Arabs, close to 50% of Indians, only a few percentage of Chinese. Now they're rushing in. 1,600,000+ people. In fact, pull up China population. I know it's been growing. Give me that statistic. I want to be spot on. Thanks, guys. Fact check me on that. But over 1.5 billion people in China, China's gold imports surge fivefold. What happens as they do that? Well, gold goes up. It's at 1,400 plus, and the bankers aren't going to be able to suppress it. If you look at the long-term gold chart, it's going straight up. Sure, there's some dips, and the media always runs a hoax and says, see, gold's, you know, the gold bubble has popped. It's not a gold bubble. Okay, China population, 1,331,000,000. That was in 2009, though. A few weeks ago, I saw that they've just done a census, and they project 1.6, but then I saw another report that they've stabilized. So point is, 1.3+ billion. So you get 1.3 plus billion rushing in. You've got right up at 1 billion in India. Let's see if I'm right about that. Population for India. Isn't it like 980-something million, or has it crossed 1 billion? The point is, they're all rushing in to get gold. Ted Anderson, what does this mean for you, a guy 32 years in the gold and silver business? What is it, going on 14 years with Midas Resources? What does this mean? What's happening in the markets right now? Ron Paul says U.S. counterfeit machine will lead to political social chaos. Key article at PrisonPlanet.com. Now, they're laying off police all over the country. Got those reports pouring in. Tax breaks for bailout recipients stirs up debate. The big banks not only have record bonuses and are taking over, they get tax rebates, tax breaks. Applicants battle cold for government help to get money for gas for their houses so they don't freeze to death. Economy added fewer jobs than expected in November, Wall Street Journal. Ted Anderson, what's your view on this?
Well, I mean, you're talking about China. Well, here's the real proof is right here. Gold is at 1409.90 at a peak today. Currently, right now, 1407.30. Silver at $29.34 at a peak today. Currently trading at 29.24. This stuff is going through the roof because the United States dollar is falling. Look at it from the Chinese point of view. These people are savers. They have a surplus. They do not run debt. And they're watching the Western world try to kill their currencies by quantitative easing. And that's not just from the United States. It's from the entire world.
There's a concerted, admitted G20 plan launched last year to have coordinated devaluation.
And, of course, the Chinese are sitting on a tremendous amount of U.S. government securities, a lot of U.S. cash. They're making agreements now with Russia to get away from trading United States dollars for their goods and services between them. You know, this whole thing. I mean, the United States dollar is losing this superpower, this worldwide unit-based currency, and they're trying to get away from it. The United States is doing everything we can to kill it as well. I mean, that quantitative easing. I mean, we had a report come out today that the jobless claims, went from 9.6% to 9.8%. And because of that, the whole world knows that the Federal Reserve System is going to be buying more government securities, more treasury bonds, and pushing more newly printed money into the system, driving the value of money down. It's bad news for the United States citizen because anybody that's worked and tried to save or can't, you know, the wages aren't going to be able to increase. We are dead facing inflation, and there's a great possibility of hyperinflation as well. And if it gets to that point, you might as well look at what Zimbabwe is like right now, because that's what the United States
and
is
we've
doing
got,
heading that direction.
And we've got that deadly pincer of, economy not being manipulated, because we've had many examples of inflation and hyperinflation all over the world in the last few thousand years, and many times just in the last decade in different parts of the world, it's been very well studied. Under a more natural economic inflation, just a corrupt government overprinting money because they get to use it up front for their inside operations and to give to their cronies, but then over time it then cheats the population with their buying power, people on fixed incomes. But normally, if you have inflation, still the economy a lot of times will, quote, overheat. There'll be lots of business going on. No. We have a depression in the real economy, an implosion in production, in goods and services, in growth, huge unemployment with the inflation laid on top of it, and the raising of taxes, squeezing those that are productive. And then you've got all this behind the scenes, trillions being handed out to banks, private corporations of taxpayer money. Ted, I've studied history. We've never seen such naked, brazen, out in the open, robbing, and the government across the board just announcing no due process on every front. I mean, we are going into the real tyranny right now. I mean, it is happening.
It sure is. We've never seen this in the United States, not since its inception. It is certainly not constitutional. It is a direct attack on the liberties and the freedoms of the people. And this is being driven by this money printing machine, and all of our politicians are bought off.
By the way, to interrupt, Ted, Obama's up here with a bizarre statement right now in a speech saying we've got to earn our freedom, and we've got, I saw an ABC special this Sunday with all these globalists telling us that we need to have national service. We are becoming slaves. Ted, we're almost out of time. You know, there's not a total solution, but there is a lifeboat, and I believe in gold and silver. Max Kaiser made the point yesterday that I was promoting silver when it was $5 an ounce, gold when it was 260-something an ounce. And that was 10 years ago, and I've risen with silver and gold. You've risen with it because we know history, when they devalue currencies, gold and silver goes up. It doesn't even mean you're really making a profit. It looks like you are with gold and silver up four or fivefold. In the case of silver, even more than fourfold. I guess it's fivefold or more now. With all of this happening, no, it's our dollar's been devalued, and we're just saving our wealth. Ted Anderson, fire out today's specials, how long you can hold them this weekend. You are going to run out of the stuff you bought at the lower price in the last few weeks. Tell folks today's special.
Yeah, well, with silver up a dollar, the prices will go up, but not yet. I'm holding them through the weekend. You do have the ability still to use your credit card and buy three of Alex Jones's videos, The Obama Deception, Follow the Republican Endgame, for $97. That's delivered. I mean, that's just, if you look at the discount there, you can't beat that. It's just out of this world. Walking Liberty halves will be increasing too. They're at $12.84 right now. Silver went up a dollar. That's going to affect that directly. Franks with gold now over $1,400, $1,409. Franks currently at $294. That's the same price I used earlier this week when gold was sitting there down about $1,350 an ounce. British sovereigns at $369. I know I don't mention this very often, but if you do buy a British sovereign, you get seven of Alex's videos as well. We just put up bags of junk silver. We put together bags
Ted,
of
diamonds. I think it's five videos, not seven.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, five videos. I should, yeah. Thanks for correcting me on that because I'm getting in trouble for that. The bags of silver, Alex, $100 face value, junk silver. We have it on the internet. If you want to buy those, especially with the silver prices jumping like they have, we're the lowest price in town. I don't have the price in front of me. I know it's just a little bit over
$2,000. The point is, to get the lowest price, call, say it's the radio special, so you know you're getting the lowest. The higher price is still extremely competitive, lowest in town, as Ted said, 800-686-2237. And you get a great deal, and the pittance profit Ted makes goes back into the network and everything we're doing here, where we're not censored yet, thank God. But mainstream news, headline today, say goodbye to freedom, say goodbye. What does Wired Magazine say? Censorship bill sails through the Senate. I mean, it is all happening right now, folks. Please support us. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Don't screw around. Brokers will be there till late tonight and off and on throughout the weekend. Call them. You've got till midnight, Sunday night, Central. 800-686-2237. Midas Resources. Ted Anderson, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ellis.
And there is one way to get these prices on the internet. Kurt Nemo's got the link at InfoWars.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Pension funds. Yeah, we're going to take all the veterans' health care. They're openly announcing, yes, we're going to take people's government-paid-for insurance for veterans away. Yes, we're going to take basically all your money, slash your police, and pay it into the foreign bankers. They're just doing it. They're robbing us like they've done third world nations. Now, Mason County, Indiana, the guy has 30-plus acres. Looks just like our land in East Texas. He's got an outhouse. It's the country. The city is annexing it and is now going to evict him. Now, let me tell you, we've got land we've had since 1829 that we got in Mexican land grants. And over the time, family sold it off or whatever, we've got some of it left. And let me tell you, there's a deer camp down there that's been used for over 100 years. Family deer camp, just a little cook shack and, you know, a little cabin. And you know what? Out in the woods, there's an outhouse. And it only gets used a few times a year. It's totally sanitary. The bugs take care of it in hours. This is what the globalists are doing. Somebody needs to buy this guy a chemical toilet. It costs maybe $500. So, and somebody needs to help him sue him and stop him. The 72-year-old Dick Thompson. So you think you're going to own some land and work in a job and pay the property tax, the rent on your land? You think you're going to have a little mobile trailer? Of course, in this case, he's not even using the bathroom in the woods. It's a mobile trailer. He's got a toilet. He can drive it, pump it out, you know, pay the fee. No. In fact, I'm pointing out outhouses. That's not even what's happening here. You're not going to have your own trailer. You're not going to live out on your own 30-plus acres. This is so horrible. I want to get this guy on if we can get his cell phone or find out who knows him in the town. People, you got to stand up for him. When I've watched him taking people's property, harassing folks, I stand up for him. Not because I'm a good guy. I understand if they can get them, they can get me. You know, we got to stand together as Americans. Let's go ahead and play this clip. This is unbelievable.
What might be counted as one man's war with Big Brother. Dick Thompson says he just wants to be left alone, but a county government now plans to throw him off his land because they say he's breaking the law by living, frankly, too simply. 24-Hour News 8's Brad Edwards is on the case in Alexandria in northern Madison County.
Just past a little place that calls itself small, there's a mailbox by an old beater, a story of a man with a frosty relationship with the county. Where is that man? There he is. There's Dick Thompson.
This is sunshine.
This is Bird.
He likes peppermints. That's Fritzia.
His horse. His miniature horse. His...
Hey! Jeez, oh, Pete!
Got a little close to Ace there. This, his 36 acres, his dump truck, his wagon, and home sweet home.
They're coming to get out of here. I think it's a bunch of bull. And everybody else does, too.
Do you have anywhere to go?
No.
The county attorney tells 24-Hour News 8 he's breaking multiple ordinances and health code violations. He's got no electricity, no sewer, no water, been to court a number of times, and now Mr. Thompson has got to go.
November 30th, 2010.
The date. He waited for the sheriff's department to arrive.
No water, no sewer, no electricity.
I'm a country boy.
He's got everything, everyone he needs.
Can you tell Fritz you were just trying to do an interview here?
Get out of here, Fritz. Go on. Oh. I just won't be left alone.
This, his parents' land he purchased, and now he's living free of trappings. Well, he's just fine, thank you very much, and tired of the court dates and the summonses they make him.
I want to get the hell out of here now. Too much hate.
Where are you going to go?
I have no idea.
Maybe he thinks it is time to give up.
No!
To be continued. Fred
no!
Edwards, 24-Hour News 8.
No! No, don't give up. Because they're just going to get you in the next town. So it's family property. He's out there with his cute little Shetland ponies. He just wants to be left alone, and the bloodsuckers have annexed it. Family land. I mean, this is the countryside. Looks like East Texas. These criminals aren't going to stop, and they always say, oh, it's the rules. But then they never follow their own rules. And everybody knows under common law, you can have your city or county pass laws. It's grandfathered. You can't pass a law saying you can't have a well retroactively, though now they're trying. You can't do that. The people need to take their town back. And by the way, we talk about the sheriff being the most powerful person in the county. The sheriff needs to stand up against that criminal court and refuse to enforce it. And citizens need to look into the law and sue those judges and county attorneys. They should be run out of that town on a legal rail, chewing that old man's guts out like a bunch of wolves. Better stand together or hang separate. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. In celebration of our launch, from now until December 6th, take 10% off on everything in our learning resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, the empire of tyranny and insider traders. Remember what happened a year and a half ago when Obama took over GM and then it came out in Congress that if you weren't a big contributor to the Democratic Party, they would take your GM dealership, in some cases worth tens of millions of dollars. One family in Minnesota had had it in their family for over 80 years. Now it comes out he's issued hundreds of waivers that if you're an insider like McDonald's, you don't have to pay for insurance for your employees, but everybody else does. How is your hamburger place going to compete with McDonald's if you've got to buy insurance for your employees? The answer is you're not. Well, we've got something new on that front that just illustrates the lawlessness that's taking place. That's coming up in just a moment with Lloyd Chapman, president of the American Small Business League. This is pure tyranny we're about to cover. Before we go any further, this radio broadcast is made possible by listeners that support the online video / Patriot Apparel store at Infowars.com. This is the season. We've added a lot of other new videos, the live video streaming, all of my films in super high quality, and so much more. You can get 5+ months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can get a trial membership for $5.95 or get a year and get 5+ months free, 5+ months taken off the price. You can also give PrisonPlanet.tv memberships as gifts. Now, we've got the Alex Jones Essential, five of my best films for $24.95. That's less than $5 a piece. Great way to get your shopping done and not fight the crowds. Infowars.com, great way to wake people up. Also, we've got our sponsors like Inner Health Botanicals. And they have got a whole line of superfoods, not just vitamins, but superfoods, raw foods, unpasteurized, and a little green mix. That's one of their best sellers, the Inner Food. Got a bunch of other products that you then put in juice or water every morning, two little scoops. My wife takes it. I do. A bunch of my staff love it. I've tried other green foods. They aren't as good. They don't taste as good. Inner Food, E-N-E-R-Food.com. It's won Mike Adams' Best Superfood 2009. He takes it every day. Innerfood.com, 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, or innerfood.com, banners on Infowars.com. They've got a whole line of just amazing products at Inner Health Botanicals, 866-762-9238. Also, it's Made in America, and they've got a special running right now that when you get some of the Diamond Gusset apparel or their motorcycle jeans, the regular jeans, all Made in America, they're specially sewed to last a lot longer. Find out why they're special at gusset.com or go to gusset.com/America. And you can find out about the three free gifts you get when you get $100 or more of their great Made in America apparel. Gusset.com/America. That's gusset.com/America. Or 888-8-GUSSET, 888-8-GUSSET, G-U-S-S-E-T. Diamond Gusset Jeans made in Georgia and Tennessee. They're not just sewn and put together there. It's all made here, 100%. Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, we are honored to be able to have Lloyd Chapman, president of the American Small Business League, ASBL.com, and he is the president of the organization. And this integrates in with everything else that's happening. I just mentioned that if you weren't an Obama contributor or a Democrat contributor, you would get your General Motors dealership taken. I mean, that came out in the news a year and a half ago. It's come out that, you know, the no-bid contracts under Bush have been expanded. Select, you know, good old boys get the contracts. The media spins this like, oh, foreigners don't get to. No. This was American companies. Now under Obama, he's going further. Obama administration wants secret blacklist for Pentagon contractors, according to American Small Business League. And it goes on, the blacklisting allowed under Section 815 would result in de facto departments of federal contractors and debarments across the federal government without due process. Section 815 does not require DOD to notify or justify its decision to blacklist companies. So you don't even know. You put your bid in and they never tell you you've been blacklisted. That's the hallmark of a fascist society. DOD determinations regarding the secret blacklist would be protected from disclosure under the Freedom of Information Act. I mean, this is just pure tyranny. I can't state how bad this is. Number five, the legislation represents a reduction in competitiveness in federal contracting programs, which is the only part of the government growing, and as a result, could lead to increased cost of goods and services. Number six, the legislation consolidates DOD acquisition authority over $300 billion a year in defense contracts into the hands of a small group of high-level Pentagon officials, which is kind of like Chertoff, head of Homeland Security, orders the naked body scanners, then he goes to the company to head it up after he leaves. There's more in here. Let's get the intel from the expert, Lloyd Chapman, president of the American Small Business League. Lloyd, you got the floor. Break down what's happening.
Well, Alex, the president that promises the most transparent administration in history is trying to launch a program where two guys, maybe three guys at the Pentagon, can blacklist any American company that works with the Pentagon or federal agencies without notification, no justification, no due process, and there's no way you can get information on it. It's exempt. It'll be exempt from the Freedom of Information Act. Reminds me of McCarthyism, quite frankly. But it goes beyond that, because back then, at least they'd have a hearing, and they would accuse you publicly. You'd have a chance to defend yourself. But this is where you can be accused of a crime, convicted, and never have a chance to respond. And, of course, the opportunities for abuse, we couldn't cover all the opportunities for abuse if we were on the phone for 24 hours. But you talked about the car dealerships. Think what's going to happen if the government has the ability to blacklist a company that makes their living selling to the Pentagon or other federal agencies, they've got an opportunity to blacklist you. And my guess is that it's a no-brainer that's going to be abused. And my guess is that people that contribute to the administration, you know, are going to be the ones that won't be blacklisted. And it's just very concerning, and it's just it's so sad to see the government doing this type of thing. But my real concern is it's going to be used to blacklist small businesses that have objected to the Pentagon's what I call anti-small business policies. I don't know if you've seen the stories in the press, but in the last 8 years, there's been probably 500 stories in the press that have shown that the majority of government small business contracts go to Fortune 500 firms.
Sure. Well, this is what happened in Nazi Germany, is that Hermann Göring and Heinrich Himmler, they all became the equivalent of what would be trillionaires today, because less than a dozen people had to approve everything. And so it was, quote, a free market, but everything had to go through them. I mean, this is designed so that, you know, generals order a missile system, they retire in 2 years and, you know, become the board of directors and get $1 million a year salary. This is putting that on steroids. I mean, this is fascism. So walk through it for folks.
Well, it's basically going to allow three people at the Pentagon that will most likely be controlled by the White House and heavily influenced by maybe four or five major contractors to blacklist companies. And what's going to happen is these small number of major contractors that I would say virtually control the Pentagon, it's common knowledge in Washington, if you come along with a more effective product at a lower price, they're going to find some reason to blacklist you. And you'll have absolutely no recourse. And it could actually stifle innovation. But
You won't be able to have a local Texas company go out and put new roofs on barracks at Fort Hood. You won't be able to have a local plumber company that has contracts to fix toilets. No, it's going to be these big mega corporations. So they take our tax money, send it to Washington, and then it's vertically integrated into fewer and fewer hands who then won't have an incentive to do a good job.
Absolutely. And I like I said, there's been, oh gosh, I've lost track of how many stories in the press. I think there's been around 15 federal investigations that show some of the largest companies in Italy and England and Holland and France, even South Korea, are getting hundreds of millions in U.S. government small business contracts, and Obama's allowing that to continue every day. In fact, quite frankly, it's about between $1 and $2 million a minute in government small business contracts are diverted to large corporations. And this secret blacklist, I think, was potentially designed to go after all the companies that object to it. So if you object to the Pentagon giving small business contracts to companies in Italy, they're going to come down on you, blacklist your company. And see, most people sell to the government. That's all they do. That's what they do for a living. So if you're blacklisted from selling to the government, you're out of business.
Let's be clear. We have trade imbalances with Italy, with South Korea, with Japan, with China. More and more of the, I saw a statistic, 90%+ of our components for weapons are now made in China. Over 90% of the drugs, the vaccines are now made there. And if so already we have these trade imbalances, but God forbid the federal government actually give contracts to even American companies, and now it won't even be small ones, it's going to be big ones. I mean, now a town around a military base isn't even going to be able to get any benefit from having the base there. This is just insane.
Yeah, if you're a small business, you know, around a military base like Fort Hood, you'll be losing contracts for Post-it notes and Bic pens and computers to companies in England, Holland, France, South Korea, Italy, all around the world. And that's happening right now. And that's not just me, some conspiracy theory I came up with. In 2005, the Inspector General for the Small Business Administration said this: one of the largest challenges facing the Small Business Administration and the entire federal government today is that large businesses are receiving federal small business procurement awards. And they found in Report 514 that the Small Business Administration itself, the SBA, was giving small business contracts to a multi-billion-dollar conglomerate out of Holland called Berman NV. So these are the findings of the General Accounting Office, the Inspector Generals for the Department of the Interior, Again, the GAO and the SB Zone Inspector General, the SB Office of Advocacy, every day, every minute, contracts that by law should be going to legitimate small businesses are being diverted to Fortune 500 firms. The Obama administration knows it's happening. Think about, we're in the worst economic downturn in 80 years. Small businesses generate over 90% of all net new jobs. They employ over 56% of the private sector workforce. They generate over half the gross domestic product. And here's a shocker. They're responsible for over 90% of all U.S. exports. And right now, while we're talking, the government is giving federal small business contracts to companies overseas and Fortune 500 firms. And if you complain about it, you're going to get blacklisted if this secret blacklist passes.
We're talking to Lloyd Chapman, the president of the American Small Business League, ASBL.com. Let's walk through. I'm going to make some points and then get your take on it. Let's walk through that. Of course, the vast majority of our exports are small businesses. There aren't any, by and large, big industries left here to export, so it is that micro economy and those specialty niche items that are still having this country run. Then you start shutting them down. This is really about price fixing. That's what the Food Safety Act is about. Openly, in the last month, $12 million spent by big mega agribusiness to shut down small farms and ranches, to allow the federal government to come in and just have unlimited power to put bureaucracy on them, though most of the food safety problems we've seen, and that's public numbers, come from the big mega agribusiness, the Tyson chickens and others. So they're lobbying to shut that down. It's about price fixing. Once you've only got two or three chicken packers or beef packers, once you've got most local farmers working for big mega agribusiness, then they can get together and price fix and control the market and jack up prices. So it's the same thing here. You shut small businesses out. They don't even know they've been shut out when they're putting their bids in. That allows the insiders to jack up all of their prices. I mean, this is so diabolical. Your take on what I just talked about.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something interesting. I was talking to a 7-year-old kid about 2 months ago, and I said, if you were trying to stimulate the economy and create jobs, and you knew that small businesses created 95% of all the net new jobs, how much of a stimulus funds would you give small businesses? He said, well, 95%. The Obama administration has given maybe 3% of the stimulus funds to small businesses. 3%. Now, the companies that create 97% of the net new jobs, half the gross domestic product, 90% of exports, are getting 3% of the stimulus funds. That's why the unemployment rate's not coming down.
Well, that makes me think of a Bible verse that out of the mouths of babes, here's the 7-year-old saying, put the money in small business, but the big mega businesses, they've got the lobbyists.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I'll tell you something fascinating. When the House Small Business Committee has hearings on federal small business policy, you know who's always there to testify? Boeing. Boeing aircraft. So when Nitti Velasquez has a hearing on federal small business policy and to look at why government small business contracts are going to Fortune 500 firms, no legitimate small business group has ever been invited to testify. I've never been in the room there.
And, of course, Boeing has moved to China.
Yeah. Well, by the way, today what we're talking, Boeing's getting federal small business contracts. They get hundreds of millions in federal small business contracts.
So that's what your organization does, is tries to tie the small businesses together. If small businesses started funding their own lobbying groups and got aggressive, we could kick these multinationals out. But now we learn trillions of dollars have been stolen and given to elite corporations with bailout money. I mean, there's no end to it.
You know, I'll tell you something. When I talk to people about politics and they're complaining, I always tell them one thing. It's much worse than you think it is. So as you and I are talking and people are listening, I want to assure people that what's going on in this country right now, what's going on in Washington, what's going on in the Obama administration is much, much worse than you think it is. It's more corrupt than you think it is. And it's, I would have to call it sort of anti-middle class. But think about a federal policy, by the way, that allows Fortune 500 firms to get small business contracts. That's happening right now. And the SBA, you know, is the one that came up with it. But by the way, here's what we should talk about real quick. Let's talk about what people can do.
Yes, sir. Let's talk about it. In fact, that was my next question. How do we counter this legislation? But more than that, how do we roll back the corruption that's already rampant?
All right. Here's my advice. I have all the stories on this on my website, ASBL.com, under media. We've got probably almost 10 years worth of stories on this issue. People go look at it. We've got videos. We've got all the stories that have been on television. And people can take a look at it, but call your congressman. You know, when this, you know, sometime today, get on the phone, call your congressman and tell them two things. I do not want federal small business contracts going to Fortune 500 firms and companies overseas. I object to that. I want, you know, existing federal infrastructure spending going to American companies and small businesses. And number two, I'm opposed to a secret blacklist and a defense reauthorization bill. Call your senator, call your congressman, call the White House. You know, people out there, people are frustrated. People, you know, don't like the government and they're unhappy. I'll tell you something. You can do something about it. You're an American. This is a democracy. This country belongs to us. Those people in Washington work for us. Get on the phone and cause some trouble. Call these people and call their offices and lock up their phone lines and tell them, we're not taking this anymore.
All right, Lloyd Chapman, do 5 more minutes with us on the other side. Talk more about solutions. Folks, do you understand? The multinationals run the government. You heard it. 97% of the stimulus money went to them, not to small businesses. We've got to stop this or we're dead.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
This issue basically illustrates everything we talk about here. 97% of the stimulus money to these mega corporations who are offshore, and now they don't even want small business to be able to put a bid in, basically is what this amounts to. You wonder why we don't have an economy. It's because it's a rigged game. And the big mega banks, they want socialism to take your money and then give it to them. So it's socialism on the bottom with fascism on the top. And that's what the stupid leftists and stupid right-wingers will not get. But before 110 years ago, if you read a political science book, this is all it talked about. They have given us false information. You've got to have local control. You've got to have true free market. And we need to shrink the size of government. So much of the waste is these big mega corporations. Small businesses will bring competition to that. Now, in closing, it's exciting to know that Lloyd Chapman is from Austin, Texas. Of course, we're out of Austin, Texas, but his organization is not based here. He's got more than 100,000 members. He needs to have 10 million members. How many small businesses are there in the United States, Lloyd?
There's 28 million small businesses in this country, and 98% of all U.S. firms have less than 100 employees.
Well, I tell you, I've got about 30 contractors or employees, and how much does it cost to join your organization? I think I'm going to have my company join up.
No, people can join for free.
Oh, it's free, can I donate? Because we need to fight these people.
We ask people to, you know, to donate if you want to. We win a federal. I'll say the last 6 weeks, I've won 3 federal lawsuits against the Obama administration. So we don't just sit around and talk. We do something.
Oh, yeah. What they're doing is totally criminal. So if we lay down, we're going to lose. What's the saying that winners never quit and losers? What's that saying? I can't ever seem to get it right. That
you know what? I forgot. Here's something.
That quitters never win and winners never quit.
There you go. Thomas Jefferson said all tyranny needs to gain a foothold for people of good conscience to remain silent.
Yes.
So the American Small Business League, we're suing the government constantly. I've been suing the government for 20 years. I've never lost. I've exposed trillions in fraud and abuse. I'd love to have people contribute and help us, you know, fund our legal campaign. We're fighting for small businesses every day, and we're getting results. I'm on television, radio, we're in newspapers, and we're getting the word out there. But people need to do something. You know, people just sit around, they're mad. Get on the phone. Call your congressman, call your senator. This secret blacklist right now is in the Senate. So get on the phone and call your senator, and when you get through calling your senator, call the local newspaper and call the local television station and say, hey, did you know about this secret blacklist? And let's get more coverage of this. But people should become more involved in this. And to tell you the truth, Alex, it's fun. You get on the phone and call your senator. Tell him you're not happy with this stuff.
Well, I just love that saying that winners never quit, and of course, you know, quitters never win, or to say it properly, quitters never win and winners never quit.
Yep.
We need to learn how the system works, get involved, and take action, and I just want to commend what you're doing. How good a chance does this legislation have of passing, this S-3454?
Unfortunately, I would say it's probably got about a 90% chance of passing because the Pentagon controls our government. When you go to Washington, D.C., like I do all the time, and you're sitting in a congressman's office, there's a bunch of magazines sitting on the table, you know, that are pretty much focused at Congress, and everyone has full-page ads from the nation's top 5 defense contractors. If you look at the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, you know, right outside is the Boeing Theater. You know, Boeing, Lockheed, Northrop own that town. And they pretty much get what they want. So the American people have to make a lot of noise to kill this one.
You know what, Lloyd Chapman? We got a 60-second break. If you've got to go, you got to go. But I want you to come back for 5 minutes if you can, or we'll have you back. And explain how the Pentagon runs this country. That's what Eisenhower in 61 warned us about. They take our tax money. They've got all this propaganda about worshiping the military when all it is a bunch of corrupt corporations.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.